CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden used a key spot in World War II history in France to make the case for 21st century democracy. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
It was at Pointe aux Trembles that Army Rangers scaled the seaside cliffs to overtake German artillery at great cost to themselves. And now, says the president, it is up to the U.S. to carry on their legacy.
We need to make the solemn vow to never let them down.
And that means maintaining the fight against dictatorship and in support of democracy.
They're not asking us to do their job. They're asking us to do our job.
As Biden walked from the podium, the collective crowd listened to the wind whistling over the cliffs and heard the voices of DJ.
The president also met today with Ukraine's President Zelensky, acknowledging the delays in U.S. aid, saying, quote, we're still in.
Thank you so much for your significant support. You, your administration. We are very thankful from all Ukrainians to your military support, financial support.
U.S. military says the American-built aid pier in Gaza has been fixed and should be operating in a matter of days. Correspondent Chris Livesay reports Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu plans a U.S. visit.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell have announced that Netanyahu will come to Washington to address a joint meeting of Congress on July 24th. It is not known if Netanyahu will also meet with President Biden.
The prosecution rested this morning in the Hunter Biden federal criminal trial. The defense calling a store clerk who was there when the president's son bought the gun that's central to the case. It's another triple-digit scorcher in much of the Southwest. Katrin Blair lives in Las Vegas, where a high of 107 is expected today. She and her family have changed their routine for going outside.
We come at night when the sun goes down, you look for the forecasty days. Yeah, and stay hydrated. You need a lot of water.
The government says employers tacked on 272,000 jobs last month, considered a solid figure. The unemployment rate edging up to 4%. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report, along with next week's inflation data, is likely to make the Federal Reserve do a whole lot of nothing. The central bank really would like to see a gradual slowdown in the job market, one where wages come down slowly but stay ahead of the inflation rate, consumers slow their spending, and in turn, the inflation rate continues to show progress.
A 24-year-old YouTuber is facing federal charges after authorities say he directed a video in which a helicopter blasted fireworks at a speeding Lamborghini from above. Wall Street, the Dow is up 50 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Citing the failed Foxconn deal and a lack of jobs, Racine has issued a notice alleging Mount Pleasant is in breach of their water agreements. Both municipalities are now likely to pursue legal remedies. The town of Wheatland in Kenosha County is asking people to vote on August 13th to approve a tax hike. They want an extra $150,000 annually for the next 5 years to fund emergency medical services. First Friday events in downtown Racine return today. There's live music, cornhole tournaments, free hot dogs, and today the unveiling of 26 butterfly sculptures. Kenosha County leaders have prioritized the Country Thunder Music Festival over the Republican National Convention. They rejected this week an agreement to send deputies to Milwaukee for the convention, which runs July 15th through the 18th. Country Thunder runs the 18th through the 21st. There are more Racine graduation ceremonies this weekend. Case holds theirs tonight. Horlick and Park has theirs tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League. Hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee continues to juggle its roster as 8 pitchers and 9 total players are on the DL. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. 3 state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather.
A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
Detroit Tigers tonight at 5:05 right here on WRJN with CCR.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Seen a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Tell me how much you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I've got one little hang-up, baby. I just can't make it without you. Gonna stay now.
me, girl, all the way now. With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Choose the good old family home. News, timeless hits, and that was Elton John. Philadelphia Freedom. He was writing about Billie Jean King. First Fridays are back, starts tonight for the summer, 4 to 9 tonight. They're going to have a DJ playing music, and they're going to have a band as well. But my favorite, free hot dogs from 5:30 to 8:30.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole, brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as thunderclaps and pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub, featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Hey!
Timeless hits right here at WRJN with Sly. He's touring more. He's got COPD, and the other bigger hit was "You Can't Hear Anymore."
Yeah. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Attempts to recall Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have likely come up short a second time. WisPolitics reports the petitions were analyzed and thousands of signatures were found to be invalid for a number of reasons. Some signatures are from outside Voss's district, others are duplicates, and some were signed after the deadline. Efforts are underway to motivate young people in rural Wisconsin to vote. Organizer Emma Frederick says rural college students from western Wisconsin say they often feel overlooked.
They note that this is the first time that anyone's talked to them about voting. And while their parents might want to help or their parents don't know themselves, this is a new experience for them.
A recent study shows 63% of rural young people are infrequent or uncommitted voters. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Jobs promised for Foxconn were part of deals worked out between Racine and Mount Pleasant. Those water and wastewater agreements are now in question as leaders in both municipalities are standing their ground. Racine Mayor Corey Mason issued a statement yesterday saying Microsoft's plans don't bring the jobs initially promised. Mount Pleasant Village Board President David DeGroot showed up at a city council meeting this week and said the concerns were unrelated to water. Country Thunder or the RNC? Kenosha County leaders say the music festival is a larger concern as they turn away from a deal to send sheriff's deputies to Milwaukee for the convention. The county's Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee rejected an agreement that would have sent at least a dozen deputies to assist with patrols during the RNC next month. The convention runs July 15th through the 18th. Country Thunder and Randall runs from July 18th through the 21st. Road work in western Racine County has Highway 20 shut all the way down. There's a complete road closure at the railroad crossing in Waterford, meaning no traffic can pass through from Honey Creek to Miller Road. Several signs are up to guide drivers through the detours. A lot of Racine graduation ceremonies are this weekend. Case is holding theirs tonight. Those going to that event are told to try and get there early with all that construction around the school. Horlick and Park will have their pomp and circumstance tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Yeah.
WRJM with local news and timeless hits. And have you ever caught the train down in Kenosha? The Metra? Not the Amtrak, the Metra. You got a chance to do it all this weekend for free. I'm serious, totally free. You're celebrating 40 years of the Metra in Kenosha. Just throwing it out there, speaking it into existence. There's the Miracles.
People say I'm the life of the party, 'cause I tell a joke or two.
She made a mind.
the Searchers and WRJM with local news and timeless hits. So I was out having fun last night, hanging around this wine bar with some weird guy walked up to me, and you wouldn't believe what he said.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song.
And timeless hits. Yep, that is your earworm of the day. That means that song's been bouncing around your brain all afternoon, renting space in your head. Hey, our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WRJN. That's the next keyword is just minutes away here on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering.
They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field lounge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man.
Hits and Dusty Springfield too on WRJN. And you learn a lot of things listening to Don Rosen, like big giant Jurel spiders coming out of Georgia with a body as big as your palm and 4-inch legs marching up to the East Coast. Don Rosen always makes me feel safe and secure. Here's the Doobies.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. And his mama cries.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Amid echoes of the past, President Biden uses a speech in France to make the case for democracy. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Standing at the cliffs scaled by Army Rangers during the landing.